Hey, everybody, we are at the lunchtime session on, I think it's Monday, is it, Mike?
Last time I checked.
Yeah, last time I checked as well. It's Monday here at the ACUC. Yeah. And we have Mike Higgins in the studio lounge chatting up a little member advocacy. How is it? First of all, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you. I'm enjoying a beautiful time up here. It's a little cooler than back in Kansas City, so I'm enjoying it very much
Right. Hey, what's up? Before we get into talking member advocacy, what's the buzz? I see you walking around here all over the place. What are you hearing at the show this time around?
Oh, I think there's a lot of uncertainty that people are talking about. Is Brexit going to have any impact?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think for the most part, people think it's going to correct itself eventually. Okay. But that seems to be something that people are talking a little bit.
Yeah, how it's going to affect credit unions?
Yeah, and we saw Chairman Metzger, and he talked a little bit today and said how he's going to try to provide some pullback on some things to make things a little bit easier for credit unions. So that was very well received.
Awesome.
Very well received.
Yeah, the whole transparency, I mean, not to get off on an NCUA tangent, but the whole transparency thing, what they're doing now is pretty refreshing.
Yeah, I think it's a breath of fresh air and definitely a move in the right direction.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's talk member advocacy, because that's what you wanted to talk about. And so tell me, where are we with this? Because, I mean, you can't throw a rock without hitting somebody talking about member advocacy, especially around here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the dilemma is this. If we were a bunch of banks instead of credit unions, the way we would measure our success would be really easy, be based on profitability or some type of rate of return. Mm-hmm. Credit unions are a little bit different because we need to take enough profit from our members to stay adequately capitalized to sustain ourselves. But on the other hand, we have a duty to give back as much as we can.
Right,
so, you know, that's a lot of uncertainty. We're saying we got to be a little bit over here, a little bit over here. Where's that middle ground that we need to be on? And I think sometimes the challenge we fall into, especially in the boardroom, is we have experiences from other industries. Our board members are very bright people, very good at what they do in their industries. But credit union industry is a lot different. It's a balance sheet driven industry, and we've got these capital constraints. Mm-hmm. So we tend to fall back on measures that we understand very easily, like how much ROA we made. Well, ROA is how much profit we took from members this year. How much net worth we have. Well, that's how much cumulative profit we've taken from members.
Right.
So we fixate on things like that. And I think we really should be looking more at how do we create value for members? How do we only take what we need? Mm-hmm. And how do we satisfy that need to stay adequately capitalized but return as much back as possible? So that's what I'm going to be talking about today.
Okay. And you're, oh, you're talking today about that? Okay.
Right on. This afternoon, exactly.
So what are a couple of takeaways that I mean, I don't want to give away the whole, your whole talk, just a teaser, you know, but what are a couple of takeaways that folks can expect?
Yeah. So what I do is I kind of have a hierarchy of needs, much like Maslow's hierarchy.
Yep.
And we say, all right, the bottom rung is we've got to sustain ourselves as an entity. So that's maintaining net worth. Next rung up is create value for members. Mm-hmm. The next rung up is how do we recognize our employees, the contribution they're making as well through compensation opportunities. And then the last one is self-actualization, which is how can we do good?
Okay.
How do we fund a foundation, do some community giving, some things like that. So what I've done is I've applied measures to each levels on the rung. So as a board or a management team, we can define where do we want to perform in these areas, and they give us some boundaries.
Okay.
And as long as we perform inside those boundaries, everything's going to be okay. And so that gives us some transparency and some focus to really maintain that balance between how much should we take and how much should we return back to our members.
Reciprocation, gotta love it.
Yeah, exactly. How do you find that middle? Like much of life is all finding that balance.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap up question here because I know you're a busy guy. You're talking about giving back, and so what you want to learn here that you can give back, that you can continue to give back to this industry?
Well, that's a good question. I wish I would have had some time to think about it.
Sorry about that. Put you on the spot.
You know, I've worked in this industry for a long time, for 18 years now as a consultant. So I've seen an awful lot, and I'm really appreciative of a venue like this to discuss these things, because again, I think we are so well intentioned, but sometimes we get a little misguided by falling back on our heels of what we know. And so really, I'm hopeful that I'm here providing some benefit and insight to others.
Yeah.
And that's something I can give back personally to the industry.
Awesome. And it comes back to you in nice ways as well when you give like that.
Yeah. Everything always tends to take care of itself.
Indeed. All right, Michael, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us. We appreciate it.
I very much enjoyed it. Thank you, everybody.
Mike Higgins in the studio.
All right.
Well done.
Thanks,
sir.
Mike. Yes.